Glory to Jesus Christ. I am almost sure that when we are thinking sometime of this gospel we heard today, one thought for sure was, I would like never to meet a person who is possessed, because everybody was scared of these people who were possessed. People from the town, they didn't want to do anything with them because they were scared of them. And it is normal reaction. But well, we do have opportunity to meet this kind of people. Last week I was watching video and they used some kind of clip from, I don't remember the city, those details, but what I saw there was like one old black gentleman defending statues. And one young lady, she was arguing with him. He was very calm, he wanted to explain why it is not proper, why this statue is important. But she was just screaming at him. She didn't allow him to tell an argument. It was horrifying. And for sure, I would not like to be in the presence of that lady. For sure, nobody of you. And we can see, not only through videos, but we meet in life people that we prefer to avoid them, because there is some kind of this impossible to have a discussion, reasoning, craziness. And it seems to us, maybe it is because of media, that number of these people are growing, who are acting really crazy. But crazy in that way that they bring fear to our hearts and we want to avoid them. And we can ask, what is the reason for those things? What is the reason that, like in the case of those two men from the gospel, what is the reason for many people in present time that there is impossible to have logical, calm discussion? How it is possible that we really fear to get to presence of this kind of people? How this happens to them? What happened to those two men from the gospel? And for sure, our answer would be correct if we say, this is the fruit of sin. What is right? What is correct? Because each sin comes and causes destruction on all levels of our being. On the level of our mind, the nose, and this eye of our soul, on the level of our soul, and on the level of our body. Each sin leads to death, is destruction. But this is something what is good answer, but still, it would be good if we know more precise explanation. And this explanation is given to us through this teacher of spiritual life who go to these details. For example, St. Isaac the Syrian, the biggest teacher of spiritual life, this is why we have him on our icon screen. He says that if we don't take care of our pride, if we let pride to be or to rule in our hearts, we can expect trials, afflictions, difficulties, which will be entering into our life and will afflict our mind and our body. And he gives like maybe 30 signs, from this simple to the most horrifying signs, which points to this fruit of pride in us. And among those signs are, for example, if we talk about it, he says, if you fall very often, if you have often accidents, injuries, if you stumble very often, see if it is not pride in your heart. And then he continues on the level of soul and our mind. He said that it afflicts your intellect. He said that thoughts are darkened. Mind is like covered this veil that cannot see correct things. That people start to act like with hatred. They are not able to understand truth. And it goes on and on, really maybe over 30 signs. What pride does in human heart, which is under rule of pride. And he finishes this that, well, that the last sign he's giving is that people live in total and complete shame and bonded, but outside of human society almost. It means nobody wants to do anything with them. Their life is completely shameful and nobody wants to deal with them. Some kind of isolation. And it fits to our gospel we heard today. They live, this man, in complete shame of sin, which pushed them to live in graves and isolation of people because people didn't want to do anything with them. It's horrifying what pride can cause in the human being if we don't pay attention to this pride. But he continues and he says that very interesting thing. Actually, he encourages us to search our life and to test our life, to discern our thoughts and mind and acts and words, and to search for these signs in our life. Because he says that these punishments which are coming because of this passion, or these trials or afflictions, he says, those are like parents' stick, which they use for formation of their children. Well, it's not popular today. But he says that those things are allowed even, and they are permitted by God for our good. To come to senses. When we notice these signs in our life, and we start to think about them and we find that they came out from pride, this is time when God calls us or points, this is your problem, you should take care of this. You have to start to fight with this passion, because this passion can kill you. We who come to the church on a regular basis, we who pray every day, we who come for confession very often, or we use other source of God's grace to our life, it gives us good position, because each time when we do these pious things, we are receiving help from above, and it keeps us watchful. And it is easier for us to raise our eyes to heaven and to say, Lord, have mercy, because I failed, because I am not that person you want me to be. It is easy for us, and it's very rare that somebody who does those things would experience those horrible signs or these effects of this pride. But those who don't have this help, they are exposed to all this terrifying fruit of sin. But still, we have to be careful. We have to be careful what is going on in our life. Because if we don't pay attention, if we approach our faith in some kind of formal way, those signs will be more and more serious, or these effects. And it is something what gives us danger, puts us to danger of losing of salvation. And this we should have in our mind, that if I want heaven, I have to remove those things which are against God. And then I have to be thankful for even these bad signs sometimes which come, or these trials or punishments which come to my life. And I can see them as a God goodness in this, that He's so good to me that He warns me. He wants to bring me back on the path of salvation, path of holiness. We should do this, because we are forgetful. When I mentioned that video about that lady, she was screaming, and these medias are filled with these different videos, pictures, news. And we ask, what is going on with this society? My answer would be, this is going on because we Christians, we forgot our vocation to live holy life. And world in this way lost this environment which is created and blessed by God's grace. And this is why it is not so difficult for many to slip deeper and deeper to this human misery which is caused by sin. Because we don't give the strong Christian testimony through our lives. We've abandoned this our role to create this good environment which helps others to grow in holiness which was so useful even for those who didn't believe in God, because it was giving them some kind of challenge to keep some kind of level of life in which they were protected against the worst fruit of sin. Monks on Manatos, they say this, that world will stay until there will be at least one monk who is praying for the world. And through this, they try to tell us this message, that it's very important how we live, because our life elevates, exalts the world, or put the whole world down. We have a big responsibility. So let's not to think about this big goal. Let's set up a small goal which can afflict the whole world. Let's try to be watchful on the fruit of sin in our life. Let's gain hate against every sin what is sinful. And let's try to please God in everything. Our life through this will gain hope for salvation, and hope for better society, better life in this world will be born too. Amen.